Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, 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 happy New Year!
Hello, everyone.
Greg.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Good day. It's a good day.
It is a good day.
It's a new year day.
Brand new year.
Fresh.
My son's birthday today.
Yes, it was your birthday.
Happy. Oh, really?
Yeah, Van turned 6 today.
6 years old.
Dang, dude. Happy birthday, Van.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. You guys came over last night, and we did what near 40-year-olds do and sat around the kitchen and ate. And then at midnight, we celebrated, and then also congratulated your son on his birthday as well. It was like a double whammy, dude.
It was.
It's pretty sweet.
Hell yeah. So you guys stayed up until midnight?
Oh, yeah.
1 o'clock. We were up until 1.
Right on.
A lot of fireworks.
Yeah, we actually made it. We made it like just past midnight. We're like, okay, midnight, let's go to bed, kids.
Because
all the kids were passed out on the couch.
No, the little kids, the little kids were like crazy amped up last night.
Oh, shit.
Okay. They were like, Drew was running around like she had just took cocaine.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Her, her
2-year-old on cocaine.
Yeah, her and Sadie were like watching Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas when they were tripping balls, dude. They were like delusionally
on that
weird.
Adrenochrome drip.
Yeah, it's weird stuff, dude. Oh, but we had some neighbors. I wouldn't even call them neighbors, but they were close by, and they were like insane fireworks, dude. Like just nonstop. And so we got to see some cool fireworks, and it was good. It was good. And then we had the birthday party today for Van, which was really nice, and.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, man. Had a lot of cake.
Hell yeah.
A lot of food. A lot of snack foods.
Yeah.
The past couple days. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Yeah. I went to, like, I had a stomach ache when I woke up because I had, like, a bunch of freaking snack food. We went to the gym studio thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was just, like, a bunch of food. Stuffed mushrooms.
Ugh.
Stuffed mushrooms? Yeah. Like, okay. Stuffed with what?
Like, cheese, bacon.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
I'm getting into the mushrooms. So. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I would probably try it. I would never have tried that before, though.
Yeah, and they're cooked. Like, they're baked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you bake it.
Well, anyways.
So,
Happy New Year's to everybody.
Happy New Year. Yeah. I mean, did you guys see Green Day? Doesn't want to be a part of this MAGA agenda.
Yeah, for their New Year's show. How original.
Oh, did they? Changed their lyrics, dude.
Yeah, they changed it to, they don't want to be a part of the MAGA
agenda. It's the don't want to be an American idiot, but they changed it to the MAGA idiot. Okay.
Dude, we reacted to their video, their new video a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm just not a fan of them. I know that they're like been around and they are what they are, but I just am not, I'm not, other than Dookie, I just don't give a shit about them. I really don't.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like them. There's a couple like right before up until Nimrod. That's like the last album that I liked of theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have just gotten way too political for my taste.
Yeah. It's not for me. It's not for me. And I honestly think their music's just not as good. Like the new stuff. I just don't like me and Chris did the video and I think people in the comments were actually decent. Cause we were both like, it's just not as good. It's the old shit. It's just not very good. And people are like, this is the best, man. Like, what are you talking about? It's just not. It's not as catchy. It's like, you're right. It's politically driven, almost exclusively politically driven. And it's just kind of annoying now at this point, you know?
Yeah. So. I mean, I wouldn't mind it if they weren't so one-sided. Like, it's like, talk shit about Biden, too. Green Day. Come on.
Well, and that's easy to do, right? Like, that shouldn't be hard for you to do.
How about just
don't
go
fall
back
down the stairs?
How about just go back to singing about getting high and jerking off in your living room?
Yeah, that's true.
That's when they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or going to an insane asylum.
Yeah.
You know,
that's when they're. That's when they were their best. So just do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully everybody has a good start to the new year, and you know, hopefully this is a year that everybody can do what they want and have a you know, maybe career changes, or I don't know, have kids. Who knows?
Well, Japan's not starting off too well.
Oh, I know.
God damn, they celebrated with an earthquake. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you see all that damage? And like, I saw there was one video on TikTok where like the cement, the bricks were just like,
oh, really?
Like bubbling.
Yeah. Well, bubbling?
No. So they were, if you actually watch that video, the sidewalk was shifting to the left and it was pushing the bricks. And so they were popping up and popping back down. It looked like it was bubbling, but if you actually look at it, the sidewalk was actually shifting.
Yeah, I seen one video where you could actually, because they had like a long range view of like the ground, and you could see the fucking the waves just going across.
Yeah, there was another video where a bunch of houses collapsed. Man, there was a CCTV video, and the houses, you could see them just start falling in the background and smoke coming up. It was a big one, dude. 7.6, I think, is what it was, and that's a big earthquake, man.
Yeah,
lots of tremors. I think I think like 80
California. 80
tremors. 80 tremors?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, first of all,
like
Japan,
like
dude.
The alien things in the ground.
Oh yeah,
yes,
worms.
Dude. Kevin Bacon called in.
Yeah. Yeah, you got worms, baby. But it's Japan, and so like Japan gets earthquakes, man. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, 7.6, pretty big one, but like
the one that had that huge tsunami a few years ago was like a 9.
That was a big one. That was a huge one. California got an earthquake today as well.
Did they?
It is. LA, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 4.1 or 4.6 or something like that, or something in that ballpark.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which, you know, again, California. Like,
yeah.
But isn't that weird? Like, it's the first day of the new year, ominous signs.
And the world is just
like a trend.
The world's just shaking things up.
Yeah.
Shaking things up a bit for the new year.
Yeah. Maybe
like
they need
climate change is going to be happening.
Shake the reality back into California is what they're doing. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, let's get some common sense back here. Just shake them up a little bit, you know? I don't know. I mean, it sucks. You have a good night. You're up late. You're probably, how many hungover people were dealing with an earthquake? You know, you're already a little sick to the stomach, and then you're.
Well, I mean, Japan, are they on our New Year?
They're like a day ahead or something.
Well, they have like their own. I don't know if they have their own
calendar, right?
Kind of New Year.
Oh,
thing.
I don't know.
Like the Chinese New Year. But,
see, I think it's Chinese New Year.
That's China.
Well, that can't be true because Hong Kong and Tokyo both did a fireworks show for their New Year. So, I mean, they must have.
So they're on the Gregorian calendar.
I mean, I'm sure that they have another calendar, but I think the general public is probably on the norm. So, but yeah, I mean, it's sad, dude. I'm sure people lost their lives, which is terrible. And I'm sure people lost their homes and. There's a lot of videos of like children eating at restaurants.
They still do the New Year like on January 1st, like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Japan does.
Yeah.
But Chinese have like their own like Chinese New Year.
I know, but.
And they also do. Because Hong Kong had a fireworks show. We watched it last
year. Yeah. Week. But we weren't talking about China. We were talking about Japan.
Yeah, but he said Chinese New Year like Greg did.
Oh.
So who knows? Everybody celebrated.
Anyway.
Everybody celebrated.
True.
It's a new year. The sun is born again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
The sun is born again. At.
But yes, we actually, there's a few topics that I would like to get into, a couple different ones, if you guys don't mind. First of all, we can make it a little bit quicker because it's not really anything super big. But Chris, when we were here for the party earlier, you kind of said it's official. I don't know how official it is.
Oh.
Bill Clinton, obviously.
Yeah, well, it's not official yet, I don't think, because I don't think the documents have actually come out yet. I think they're coming out, what, like Wednesday or Thursday or something like that?
Yeah.
Or
They could be coming out tomorrow. That's what I heard.
Oh.
Starting on the 2nd.
Because
yeah.
There's a bunch of people, and even like Breaking 911 and all those are reporting that Bill Clinton is John Doe 36 in the documentation. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what's going to be released tomorrow.
My question to you guys would be, are you surprised by that? Because I'm not. Obviously, I think Clinton is the easiest one to assume is on there.
Well, and right? Dude, like, honestly, like, just to take a step back and just say, who are these names that are being revealed?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the client list. It's like the names that were redacted in the court documents. Right?
Well, some of it, it's not the full client list, but it does have clientele and people that he met with regularly on that list. along with victims and other people.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's what I heard was kind of the holdup, is the victims were saying, I don't know if I want my name out there because you got some underage victims and stuff.
Yeah.
But it would be very interesting if Bill Clinton is tied to those underage victims.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that something that they're going to release, though?
If he's, tied to them? I don't know.
Well, so because the court documents are already released, so all you'd have to do is go back and put in the reference of, instead of John Doe 36, you put in Bill Clinton did X to Y.
I get you. I get you.
Yeah, that could turn it.
You plug in the names.
That could be bad.
Well, listen, I always think it's going to be, and then I just feel like it just kind of gets swept under the rug, dude. You know,
or it's a big letdown anyway.
Yeah, because you kind of were saying right before we started, when we were talking about having this discussion, you're just like, you know, is it, what's going to happen? I mean, I just don't know. Like, we already know Bill Clinton has ties, you know, and he's denied some of them. But, and they were saying it's like 50 times, 60 times that he's been
on the plane. But the problem has always been getting the proof. And now with this being released as his, he is John Doe 36, and now you can tie his name to all the things that's mentioned in.
Yeah,
that would be the exact proof that you would need to do.
Yeah, because it says right here, John Doe is mentioned more than 50 times, like Dave was saying, in the redacted filings, mostly with the lawyers of Virginia Guffrey. And Virginia Guffrey, if you guys remember, was the main one who came out saying there was sex trafficking rings happening.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton was part of it. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to get this kind of solidified proof here.
Well, see, here's my question. How long have they known? Okay, so they're releasing the names.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the courts had the names?
Probably a long time. But the court itself can't really do much. It has to be released. So then, like, the lawyers and people and the...
Okay, so like, take the courts out. FBI. You know,
they're not going to go after their own people, bro.
I know, but I think the most upsetting to me is that if they knew it was Bill Clinton for a long time and they had the proof that it was Bill Clinton, like, why do we need to have it released to the public before they actually go arrest him and say that you're a part of this crime?
Well, are they going to arrest him?
Probably not.
Because the way that I look at it is, like, if they're going to arrest his ass, they would have just came out with his name and arrested him instead of being like, are you okay with us letting out your name?
But that's what I'm saying, though. If you were looking at an investigation, right, like police investigation or like a murder situation or fraud situation, they're not going to say like, okay, we got, oh, Bill Clinton. Okay. Bill Clinton's part of this. Okay. Don't do anything yet. We have to release the public first. Like, they're going to go take him down, put him in custody, have a discussion with him, with his lawyers. And say, hey, your name is popping up all over this fucking thing. And like, why has that not been done? And that really annoys
me. It probably has been done in like closed doors. And I'm just like speculating here.
Sure, sure.
But I mean, maybe that's where you get the compromised individuals and you get the details that, you know, you have a big sting operation and you kind of go down the ladder or up the ladder.
Unless they're at the point now where they're releasing this because they're already past that stage of it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's no longer an open case. Right.
Yeah, sure. I think that's possible. It's just, I don't know. I feel like with like the political game, like if that was a thing that was coming and they knew it was coming, right? Like Hillary knew it was coming, her husband's this guy who's going to be on this list, right? She's still in the limelight to some extent. She still puts herself out there. Why would you not try to tackle this and be the one to put it out so that you can dictate the path it's going to go down, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because she could have Cupcake. Says the statute of limitations is probably expired on the people they're going to release on the list.
So
I don't know if there is.
So that might be the case, but God dang, I read something about that situation where they said that they could actually extend it or it could be extended. And I don't remember for what. So,
well, maybe that's why they're trying to make a big deal about all these earthquakes, you know? Like Dave said, earthquakes happen all the time in Japan.
Sure,
they happen all the time in Southern California. So it's like they're trying to have anything to clog the news cycle that they can. So it makes me wonder, like, is there going to be something dangerous that happens tomorrow? Is there going to be something that we should all watch our backs about?
Yeah, there was a mass shooting yesterday, too.
Where at?
I don't remember.
It's like, stuff like that that I worry about, you know, like. How'd your kids? How'd your wife?
I think.
Okay, so real quick, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just saw this article from 2019, so a couple years back, obviously, but it says, although, and this is actually the Epstein indictment and statutes of limitation, okay? It says, although the default federal statute of limitations for non-capital crimes is 5 years, which would explain that it's too late now, Congress has made numerous exceptions. In 2006, it eliminated the statute of limitations entirely for child kidnapping and child sex trafficking per constitutional case law. So, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe that they could actually go, you know, because if it's a trafficking case or somebody that was taken, without their will of doing it, like maybe they could do something like that. But I mean,
yeah, you could always twist it. You could always twist it and make it a way that it is investigatable. Yeah. And like,
well, to be honest with you, I'm sticking to my saying that I've had for a long time. He's old as fuck. You know, he's close to his deathbed. I think him going to jail would be gratification for all of us, right? To see him actually go into jail, go to prison. But at the end of the day, if you actually have concrete proof, even if there is a limitation and they can't actually arrest him, if they can prove that he is guilty, I'm hoping that that's enough of a shift that gets people to go like, well, I mean, yes, he's not in jail, but he is guilty. Like, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. He's named, it's proven. And maybe that's enough of a shift for people to start to, you know, see that the Epstein thing was a lot bigger than maybe some people thought it was, or that there were bigger figures involved with it.
Well, not only I think that, but just like the people that were involved with it, can you trust them anymore?
True.
You know, like, do you really want to spend $100,000 to have Bill Clinton come speak at your convention now? Or Bill Gates or whoever, you know? And that's what we were kind of saying with The Rock, you know, like if The Rock's on that list.
Yeah.
Oh boy, it's going to be weird.
Even if there is no path to get Bill Clinton, if it's been too long or what, sure. Which I can't imagine, like, there has to be something that can be done. But even if it is past that time, you can't go after Bill himself for like the exact things that were done in the documents that are already released. Doesn't that, because if he's comes out as he was actually a part of this, can you not now investigate weird things that have happened since then?
Since, yes, you can. But the question would be, did he do a bunch of shit with Epstein? And then after that, like, hey, you better lay low, bro. Like, this is, you know, you're going to get your... And so did he stop? Because obviously he got older. You know what I'm saying? He's less frisky. You know what I mean? Like, he's just an old guy. He's old.
Dude, I don't know about less frisky. Have you seen him with the Ariana Grande on stage?
That's 80-year-old wild eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Old
wild eyes, man. Like, when you're 80, you tend to just, your eyes drift towards the hot girls.
What about the unscheduled, it was the Tarmac meeting or Tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch?
Sure.
Loretta Lynch?
Yeah. Well,
that was not
he did that
ago.
Several years ago.
Sure. And I to me, what I think is the most likely outcome would be if he is. So if he can't be charged, if he's named and the public knows, can she, like the victim, actually pursue a civil case against the Clintons? Right. Could they fucking bankrupt his ass? You know what I'm saying?
So that's something that I looked up, and I think Virginia Guffrey might have dropped her case. This was that whole thing came out, right?
Are you talking about against Epstein?
Against Bill Clinton, against this whole Epstein thing. Like, she just, like, let it go. So it was happening, because remember that short-haired Burnett? She came out, she was, you know, pretty attractive looking, but she came out saying, like, she was abused as a younger girl.
Kind of.
I can't remember her name, but she was, like, in the news a lot.
Yeah.
And as soon as she came out saying, yeah, I was, you know, part of this whole Epstein thing, Virginia Guffrey just dismissed her case or something. Like, she just let it go.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up here.
Well, so even if she let it go, like, I don't know what the case was exactly for, you know what I'm saying? Or who it was exactly against. And if it's his name on there, like, and it's out in public, would she be willing to go after him? Because if he's going to not go to jail, I would love to see them bankrupt. Because Hillary
It was against Alan Dershowitz.
Okay, so what I'm saying is,
she dropped the allegations.
Sure, so she could go after Clinton, right?
Sure.
And like, the support for that would probably be a lot better for her, knowing that he actually is, John Doe 36.
Well, any attorneys could go after him, especially since he was a sitting president. you could almost do it on behalf of the American people.
Was he at the time? Was this during his time? I can't remember, honestly.
I don't know. You'd have to go back and probably date check a lot of the accusations.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, but Dango, I'm sure he did some stuff that, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah. If they could find out that there was anything, like, in the White House, you know, like, I would be looking at all those times that Epstein visited the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Who was he with? Check the logs. Who'd he come with? What were they having discussions about?
Hillary? Exactly. She was Secretary of State.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. During the Obama administration. Yeah. So, like, did he do anything during then? And did Hillary go there?
Yeah. One of the first comments on the Breaking 911 post or something about it was, where's Hillary? Is she mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she going to divorce Bill now?
No.
She was in on it for sure.
Yeah. I said that earlier. I was like, I could just see her looking at Bill and being, you're an embarrassment. Like, you've ruined everything, you know, because she has, I think she's more schemey than Bill. Bill's just dumb. He like thinks with his dick. Hillary tries to think with her head, you know, but it's, you know, she's the one that seems more conniving to me than Bill. Bill's just a horn dog, dude.
It'll be very interesting to see the public reaction, like to some of the, I'm interested to see what all names are actually going to come out.
Yeah, Danielson brings up Jimmy Carter. You think they're going to come out with his death in the news?
Yeah, maybe, but who knows? Who cares? Like, honestly, like if he died, most people would be like, who? You know, like I think a lot of people remember Jimmy, like, older, but most people are like, oh, he's so old that like it's not shocking. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, what, he died? What? Holy shit.
But the news would still use that as a week-long excuse to
only
focus on that.
Sure. You know, I mean, how much can you run on it? Because even the Feinstein thing, like that, remember when everybody's like, oh, they're going to use her death as this big. I mean, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Like the news still happened. Like her thing lasted a flash in the pan. And they were trying to, everybody was saying, not just you, Greg, but people were saying like, they're going to use this as the cover for something.
A president, I'm just saying, a president gets a week long thing and, you know, they make a big deal when a president dies.
I mean,
it's true.
It's been a long time since, I think, was Nixon the last one? Or was it? No, it was George Bush Sr.
Yeah,
it was Bush Sr. Yeah.
And the letters. What if there's another letter? The envelopes?
I don't know, dude.
Dango.
I mean, nobody really ever found out what was on those, for sure.
No,
it was all speculation. Yeah. Everybody thinks they know, and they're like, when they tell you what it is, absolute certainty.
That was.
The only thing I think would be weird is if Carter did pass away. He will soon, eventually. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's close, but will Bill Clinton show up to that? Like, will he be able to show up to it? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes,
you think
will.
So? Even if this comes out with his name, you think he'll just be like gladly there?
Yeah. He'll be like, that was, you know, that had nothing to do with my presidential duties. This is my obligation as a presidential representative. I need to come here and support my fellow presidential.
I would argue that has everything to do with your presidential duties. Like, you're fooling around with little kids and shit, bro.
I mean, Trump didn't show up for Jimmy Carter's wife's funeral.
No,
he didn't.
No, he did not. His wife did. But he did not. Right.
Weird.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that people would want to go. But if you're in that hot seat, I mean, Bill Clinton, if he is on the documents, which we think he is, and that's all over the news now, regardless of we already know this to be true. It might not be a good time to go on public, you know, like let it ride out, let it die down a little bit. Claim that he has a sickness or a claim that he's got the cold and he can't come out.
Because you know there's going to be like independent like journalists heckling him.
Yep. Yep.
What are you doing here? Are you a graper? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I think. Before. That's what I think, man. So anyways, we'll see.
It's going to be interesting. This week's going to be interesting.
Or it won't. Yeah. Like, honestly, it won't. Or just like we'll hear about it and then they'll just try to push it and we'll try.
I think it's going to take a little while for people to like go through and digest like who's on it, who's not, like how deep would their involvement go in things? Because you know the names are going to come out and then they're going to go through all the other documents and find out who was represented in this aspect of everything.
Mm. Yeah, I'm more curious just what other names have we not discussed or not heard about that may or may not be on there, and that would be. That to me is the most interesting thing because I do think, you know, conspiracy aside, I do think there's people that we haven't even thought of that could be a part of this that those ones will be the shockers. Like,
I actually think
I think
I heard that like there was one of the cabinet members for Obama I don't remember what position they had, but it was like an aide to him or something was on the list also.
Mm. Yeah. But it is those names that you don't think of and that you don't even know that do run things in the background. And you're like, wait a second. So who is this person?
Yeah.
And it gives you an opportunity to dig on new individuals that you never even knew about.
100%. And I think that might open the floodgates to a new path, if you will. Like, right. You follow that path and you're like, whoa, so they're involved with this company. And all of a sudden, remember that old day where you're, this company is ran by this company, and then, oh my God, it's tied to George Soros, bro. Holy shit, you know?
The people in the know already knew that their names were going to be disclosed, so they've probably done all the sweeping under the rugs that they've had to do in order to get this thing.
Maybe released. As much as they can.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why this whole thing is coming out, because they were already given opportunities to try to appeal to keep their names like redacted. And
or was that just for the victims? See, that's where I get confused. I was thinking that it was for everybody, but then I was kind of remembering that I kind of read something that was just for the victims of it, that they were going to try to protect. Because my thing would be, why would you allow somebody to take their name off if they're a guilty party? Like, that's not their right anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're guilty. Your name can be in public now. But if it's a victim, I think that they should have the right to say, like, I want to keep, you know, anonymous to this whole thing because I'm living my life. I don't want to be associated with this. I don't want people, you know, pestering me.
I think this will cause a lot of outrage amongst the public, especially if his name is on it and he is like tied to 50 different aspects of like actually abusing people.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to be like, why the hell has nothing been done yet?
Hopefully. I hope so. But yeah. I'm not confident either, honestly.
Well, I don't know if they will, dude.
I think so?
They're going to be like,
I'm not confident.
That was a long time ago. Who gives a shit? Like, we're all about Biden now.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to like hurting little kids, I think the general public are all kind of on the same page.
I just feel like the ones that care at all already know that he's a part of this.
Yeah.
And, like, but have looked into it. And, like, the other people are just going to say, this is a Trump hit job. Look at the lawyer. Look at this. Like, who? Mm-hmm. Oh, Trump appointed this guy. Like, this is just a fucking hit job. Like, I can see it already. They like the Democrats, Republicans too, to be fair, they will defend to the end that like, even when you see it blatantly as day that this is wrong, they will still tell you that you're the one in the wrong here, man. Like, this is not what you think it is. Like, this is just a bunch of hoopla. And that's what's going to happen. And then people will forget because something will happen. Something new will happen. And we'll forget about it and move on.
We'll see.
I hope you're right.
I call that this is not like a... I think this will be a nothing burger, honestly. We'll see. But I think that they've hyped this up to be such like this grandiose revelation that it will be nothing and you'll have a couple of names. Unless those names, like I said, that we have never heard of get disclosed and then you find out who these people are.
Well, if anything, I think this will probably kick off I don't know. I think this will start the ball rolling on actually like going after people.
I agree.
I don't think anything will happen with this. Mm-hmm. But I think his name being released and connected to all these for sure and documented evidence, I think that will be like, okay, now they have to go out and do something.
Yeah. Well, now it gives you credence when you talk about it, because when you talked about it before, it's all just speculation theory, conspiracy theory. But now it's just like the Hunter Biden laptop. It's just like the frickin' lab made in the lab, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as some credible source came out and revealed, yes, this is true, everybody talked about it, dude. It was like Waters World, frickin' Hannity, Fox News jumped on it.
The door's
sharks,
open dude. At that point. And then it's just, they're just going to keep going and who else is involved and who is there while he was doing all this shit. It's going to be a snowball.
The only thing I'm concerned with is Congress, too little, too late vibe. Like, that's what concerns me, because right when, kind of things kind of changed with COVID and we started hearing the murmurs of like, oh boy, this was Chinese, this vaccine was not as good as, you know, that kind of stuff started happening.
Mm-hmm.
It was already too late. Everybody was over it. We're almost 4 years removed at this point. And like everybody like that comes out. And what happens? Who gets held accountable? Is Fauci still talking? Yep. Is he in jail? Nope. Like, Nothing happens because we've moved on. We're half a decade now, almost after that. And now everybody's like, yep, it wasn't as good. And you know, lesson learned. And then they move on. And like, and that's what I get worried about with this.
The excuse was, well, that's what the science was at that time. And that's the best
but
we have.
I'm just saying what I'm worried about is that this thing has the same effect, right? Like that stuff will come out and people will be like, I guess he was creepy. He's not running anymore. Like he's not in office anymore. Like he's almost dead. You know, like let it be. You know what I mean? Because what do you do? Epstein's dead, supposedly, right? Like what do you do?
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
You get what I'm saying though, right? Like there gets a point where like, we've talked about this in nauseam about like how long things take, right? And the frustration with things taking long. The problem with things taking so long to kind of come around to me is that it becomes less important in your daily life as it gets older and older. You know, like just like JFK, old, right? And if it came out that so-and-so did something, and it did almost, I mean, it kind of did, right?
Yeah.
What happened? You know, people are just like, oh, wow. Yeah, government was crappy back then.
Yeah, but...
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're wrong or none of that. I'm just saying like that is my concern is that we have such a short-minded mentality nowadays that people won't, we will. And I think a lot of people that listen and people that kind of follow the news will care a lot. But I can see the government and the people that are important that should be, you know, making changes and looking at this further being like, you know, we got some really important things. Like, listen, the economy's crappy. Like, I know this is important, but we're trying to fix the economy. We're trying to get those gas prices down. We got an election season coming.
I think that this could be the start of the things clicking together that could change that trend. Because there's also, it's not only a presidential election this year, it's also an election for everybody else, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they need the evidence to come out in order to talk about further things.
Sure.
Like,
I agree with that.
If Bill Clinton's on that list, okay, who else is on the list, like Chris was saying?
Yep.
And then what else, you know, who knew about this?
Yep.
You know, like, did Hillary know about it when she was in office?
But see, here's the problem. She's going to just go, I didn't know. You know, like she has this.
There's documents that come out and then they have like these investigations like they always do.
Well,
like
and not only if documents come out, then now they start searching for other documents. Okay, and now they know what to search for.
When did we start talking about Epstein? Right. I'm just trying to put this in like a field of like
2019.
Sure. OK, so we're talking right before we just hit what? 2024. Okay, no. We're hitting like 4 years, 5 years, three, five, you know. Yeah. All these documents have been lingering for a long time. The Epstein case has been going on for a very long time, okay? Yeah. And we're just now getting to this point. And these might open the door, to be fair to both of you, right? This may open the door for more digging to come and more kind of learning things to happen and more documents to be seen. But what's stopping it from taking another 4 or 5 years? That's what I'm talking about.
I think the presidential election.
I think
they've been sitting on this. Yeah, they've been sitting on all this information to have it come out for this year.
But what
for
is
the presidential election?
But let me ask you, for what though? I mean,
sway people against Democrats.
Well, but,
it's like it's all bait, dude. That's what sucks is like you're using people who've been exploited. You have these corrupt people that are sitting there waiting to be punished, and you're using this as presidential bait to get votes.
Dude, if you
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If Hillary Clinton was running, I could see your point. But like Biden, for example, or let's say Newsom or anybody, right? They're just going to say, yeah, I mean, listen, every party has its bad apples, man. Like, you know, I'm not Biden. I'm not fucking
Clinton. It would really depend on the Democrat as a whole reaction to this.
Well, what's the reason, like, we're told that Biden won? Because we have to go through the dark to get to the light, right? That bullshit. Like, we have to experience the pain. We have to see how bad the Democrats are at running this. We have to see that they want to destroy America. The flood of immigrants that are coming in through the border, just unchecked, right? Highest in history last month, 350,000 or some shit.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you have to see all this stuff to persuade you to vote for Trump. That's what this is all about. They're trying to persuade people to vote for Trump. And they've been sitting on this information. This is just my theory.
Yeah.
They have all this stuff just sitting there, and they've been waiting for this year to let it out.
I don't think it sways anybody. I think for me, it proves why I would vote for Trump at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, why I would continue to support him.
Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't it sway
it? Why would it? Because anybody? like, can we say that we've had bad Republicans? Do we have bad Republicans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. And but that doesn't mean I'm not going to vote for Trump. Right. Like, if it was Chris Christie on the ballot, I'd be struggling quite a bit. You know what I'm saying? But we can all recognize that our own party has some really shitty fucking human beings in it.
Yeah.
And
but
so
you've already seen people just dissuaded from voting for Biden. They're just like, dude, I'm not voting for Biden.
I know. But Biden has kind of done that to himself. High gas prices, bad economy, right? War, pool. Like, that's, he's done that to himself. But I what Bill Clinton did. Okay, and let's say there's some other Democrats on there, but let's not fool ourselves. I'm sure there's Republicans in there too.
Probably.
What that does is that just like, okay, yeah, Bill Clinton was bad. Thank God we didn't vote for Clinton, Hillary, right? That's what it would tell most people. Like, God, she was evil. She was bad. She let her husband do this bad shit. But that's not, even if you hate Biden, that's not Biden. You know, he has his own shit. The money laundering, his son, he has his own shit. But if you're a Democrat, what Bill Clinton did on Epstein is not going to sway you from voting Democrat. I don't see how you think that would actually make somebody change their well, I got to be Republican now. Bill Clinton went on a plane, you know, like that. Yeah. To me,
I'm not talking more just like Bill Clinton, dude. I'm saying like if they got what they say they got and mm-hmm. what everybody thinks and claims that they do have.
Yeah.
Like it's stuff that the whole party, like left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not just Bill Clinton. It's not just Trump. It's like the whole damn party is entwined in these things.
Sure.
Like illegal operations. We'll just put it that way.
Sure.
But it's like, if you know, like I'm seriously having just internal conflict for voting for Trump now.
Why?
Because there's things that I have, you know, come to see where I'm just like, dude, I don't know if he's in it for the right thing. You know what I mean?
Well, who is? I mean, let's be real. Like who really is? Like,
exactly. And that's what, you know, the whole thing is like, you know, we're being told that Trump is like this guy who's risking it all. He's giving away his life just because he loves America. And it's like, but you see things where he's making money on the side. He's signing deals with this. You know.
Okay. But hold on. Like he has sacrificed a lot, Greg. Like he absolutely has. Like, yes, I'm sure he's making money. He's selling his little like internet cards and shit. You know what I'm saying? And he makes money on his Trump merch. We know that. Like the guy's been in court nonstop. He's been literally like lambasted all over this country nonstop. And we've seen the money, like he was making how much money before presidency, how much money was he losing after presidency? What is his name? His like Trump's name is the most important thing to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like, yes, he's got a huge following, but he also has a huge part of the country that before loved him, now hate his guts. Right. So like he has sacrificed, like, I don't care if he makes money. I don't like it. I don't like seeing NFT cards for $100. I feel like that's a little fucking grab. You know what I'm saying? It's his business. If he wants to do it and people want to purchase it, welcome to capitalism. You know?
Yeah.
But like, what, I mean, is there something specific that like makes you like, when you're saying like I'm battling, like what, because I feel like what is good about him is the economy would probably be better. And that's all I care about.
For sure, dude. No, I feel like we're being poked and prodded to vote for Trump. Like he's the only savior. And that's where I'm just like, well, why? Why isn't there anybody else?
Because you know what
I mean?
Like,
well, who, I mean, who,
but that's like the whole thing is like, where is everybody? You know, like this whole movement of like the grassroots people to stand up and start doing shit in your local Congress and stuff. Do they not exist? Like, is it that corrupt where we don't have any up and comers that have been in there, you know, for even just the last 4 years? You know, when they're like, dude, I saw what they did to Trump, make me want to start out small. Now I'm the Congress member. Now I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm going to run for president.
Well, I think the problem, dude, is that Trump is such like, I don't know who it was that was just talking about everybody else other than Trump. And he was like talking about DeSantis specifically. And he's like, if I could have told DeSantis anything, I would have said, don't fucking run. There's no point in you fucking running. Like, Trump is going to own this thing with all the shit that's happening. He's going to get the support. He's going to own it. And it's a stupid play to even try to go against it. Right. And now at this point, I could say, yeah, that's at a certain point. You guys know, I was like, DeSantis has some momentum. He did have momentum. Then the indictments came and it all shifted to Trump. So it's not that I think that there are bad candidates out there. I just think that those candidates know that this is not their time. Like, they're not, it doesn't matter how good they are. They're not beating Trump.
But that's, yeah. And that's what concerns me. It's just like, we're all convinced that it is Trump's time. And that's where I'm just like, well, why?
Why does that concern you? I think that's, listen, I actually think that's a positive thing. Like, he had a really good 4 years.
There goes my little Funko Pop. It's Chris's head on these things, dude.
Oh, man.
It's just too dang big.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. How big that noggin is.
Holy beard, man. I don't think it's a bad thing to say that, like, he has the momentum and we had him for 4 years and we can all arguably say that those 4 years were better than we've had in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was good and he's still available to do those things. And especially in a time where the economy is so bad that, like, we could use a little Trump mojo right now. But, like, there are people that are just as important. I wonder if it was
artificially inflated, though, because our economy has been on this big bubble. I think Trump understands that. But there's a couple things that just I don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, he called for the Fed to lower the rate to 0% in interest. They did. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, why would the Fed do that and help Trump boost this economy up? You know?
Well, I think it doesn't benefit them long term. Right? Like, I know short term that doesn't seem like a smart move, but if you can get the economy back in shape and you can get people to spend again and take out new loans again and buy more things again because they feel good. We all felt good. We all were like,
they're making interest off of the individual person.
We were all making more money. Goods were cheaper. People, like, businesses that I worked with were happy, dude. They were stoked. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that hated Trump were like, yeah, fucking business is good. It's real fucking good. And when business is good and you're feeling good, you buy more and those interest rates come back to them. You know what I'm saying? Eventually they will come back to them and they'll make more money. So, like, it's not a weird thing to me to say, oh, well, they dropped the interest rate. Like, it was a short term. They already have a ton of money. It was a short term thing to get a long term effect out of it. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
I just don't know why they did what, you know, Trump said to do.
I think they're in for the money. I think, like, whatever's going to make them money, whoever it is, Biden, Trump, you name it, right? Like, if they see in the future that they're going to make money off of it, I think they'll do whatever they need to. I think they're greedy as fuck. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but listen, I'm not an economist either, so I could be talking out my ass. That's just what my gut feeling tells me. Villains.
No, that's just my whole thing is, like, you know, I don't know. Cause, like, what if Trump disappears? Then what? What do we do?
Yeah.
You know, like, there has to be a plan B or something to fall back into.
I don't think DeSantis is bad. I know that we look at him now and I especially look at him because I was saying for a long time that Trump seemed like he was on the downhill. And I love Trump. I have a collection of Trump shit. I really love Trump, right? But I was looking at, like, listen, you can see it starting to take its effect. All the shit's taking its effect on Trump. DeSantis was having momentum. He does a good job in Florida. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I don't think DeSantis is bad. I think we've seen his quirks now. And I think we see the weirdness that people talk about. He's very weird. But, like, Vivek, DeSantis, like, those are people that have potential. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not lost without Trump. Like, Vivek especially, I know there's some, you know, controversy there too, but I think that he speaks pretty openly about what he thinks. And I feel like, you know, he's so young that, like, there's a list. I don't think there's nobody. I just think that Trump is the somebody right now.
Yeah.
You know, Vivek may be perfect in 10 years. DeSantis may take this loss, which I think he'll have. And depending on where, you know, VP runs or if something else is in the books for him, he might look at this and go, I need to make some changes, right?
That's another thing, too. Like, when is Trump going to announce who his VP is going to be?
I don't know. I think when the race starts to dwindle down a lot more, you'll hear it.
When the what?
Like I people are going to drop out of the race, and I feel like that's when you'll see it. Who do you think's the VP? Right now, just no, nothing behind it. Just gut feeling.
I don't know. I don't think he'll choose a woman. I don't think he's like super woke like that. I think he'll just pick the best person that he thinks. But like, who saw Mike Pence ever coming about? You know, it's like he'll probably just choose some random schmo.
I think he learned from that mistake. Honestly, Pence was there to be the supposed like,
the yin to the yang.
Yeah. He was like the level headed, you know, quote unquote at the time.
I know a lot of people are thinking that somebody posted like, a poll on X where they're like, who do you think is his, VP is going to be? And they listed like three people. And one of them was Nikki Haley, which I don't know if he's going to do a Nikki Haley.
I don't think so.
She doesn't have a lot of people behind her.
I don't like her at all right now, honestly.
And I forget who the other two were, but it was again the two options. I was like,
it was like Tucker Carlson or something, right?
Oh yeah, Tucker Carlson was one of them.
I don't see that. I mean, it would be interesting. I think Vivek seems very possible, just because you'd have that like lightning rod in your second round. You know what I'm saying? That would push the agenda. And I still think DeSantis is a possibility, man. I really do. I still think he could be, because I feel like he needs to get in a position. He's just so awkward and weird. He needs to get into a higher position to learn the ropes a little bit, and then let him run after that and see what happens. Right. But yeah, he's robotic, and just the whole high heels thing. It's just like, there's some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? There's some like weird shit with him, you know,
the high heels thing is weird.
It's a weird one. Like,
he's freaking weird, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting topic. Wow, we talked a long time on that. But no, I think it's interesting, man. It's going to be wild. And to go back to your point, Greg, like, it probably is something for election season. You know, to some extent, I could see it being. But I think it's more of a distraction for election season rather than a push in one way or the other. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to sway anybody, but I think it'll distract people from other things that are happening.
I think it'll sway people, depending on how far it gets looked into after the release.
Yeah.
So how long was it before the 2020 race that he announced Pence as his running mate?
I feel like Pence was like announced very late in the game.
You think so?
One's going to be late too, dude. I think I'm calling. I'll give you a specific day. No, I won't go. Okay. I think it's going to be in July.
When he announces a VP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't remember when he announced Pence.
I think it'll be later than July, actually. I think it'll go all the way up. The only reason I feel like he would announce is if the numbers start switching a little bit, like if the polls come down a little bit or he's starting to lose a tad bit of momentum.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I'm just hypothetically, you know, if like for some reason something happens and he starts, I think he'll announce because it'll give him a boost, right? The supporters of that, whoever that person is, will definitely boost his numbers. But yeah, I could see it being even later, honestly, than July. Like, he's got momentum. Why even say anything, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Keep him guessing.
We'll see, I guess.
I do have a thing I want to talk about, though, because I know we got, like, 10 minutes-ish. Michael Jackson, bro.
Oh, yeah. We saw this video.
Yeah, I shared it with you last night. And, like, I don't know what the setting is, okay? It's, like, some room with a bunch of people sitting in chairs. Some dude's speaking. And he's talking about Jackson. He brings up something that kind of just struck me as like, oh, I never knew that or thought of that. And it kind of has to do with his death, what may have caused it, you know? So if you want to play it real quick, and then I want to break it down because first I was like, I haven't really looked into this. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So he's going to put it here. We didn't look into this much, but Chris, you did look on the internet last night when we were talking about it, and you did find some stuff that was interesting about it. So here we go.
Because Michael Jackson was going to enter a bid to buy Marvel Comics. Michael Jackson was going to become the owner of Marvel Comics. Could you imagine that? Disney would not own Marvel. So in order to stop Mike from buying Marvel, they had to slander his reputation and say he was a pedophile, so he ain't got no business bidding on Marvel.
Right.
Michael Jackson was on Marvel and the Beatles catalog. Mike was the most gangsterous black man we didn't have.
Okay.
So who is this guy and how does he know this?
I don't know. Idea. Don't care. Let me hear me out. No, hear me out. I don't know who he is. I don't know why they're all sitting in the room listening to him.
That, this is a conspiracy theory, Dave.
It is. It is. And I listen.
Conspiracy theory.
And,
I don't know
and you
I
know
like
what?
This.
What did I tell you, Chris, last night? I said, this is one that I really want Greg to hear because I think that you would have. And this is the kind of conspiracy that I'm all about. You know what I'm saying?
It makes sense, right?
Fuck the Illuminati money. Shit. Fuck. I mean, listen, it's interesting. Don't get me wrong. There is some very interesting shit, but the bloodletting and all that stuff, whatever. But Michael Jackson, listen, we were just talking about him the other day, which is why I thought it was funny that this popped up. I was telling you guys, I think on the Friday show, or maybe it was even the show before that, I've never felt like Michael Jackson was the pedophile that they claimed him to be. Now, yeah, granted, right. He stayed the night with kids. Yes, very fucking weird. Would not let my kids stay there. That's just me. Wouldn't do it, right? But I think the guy had some, like, child issues. I think that he felt better around being around kids. I think when you look at Macaulay Culkin and all these other people, who knows? But this man is claiming that Michael Jackson had wanted to purchase Marvel. What I can tell you is Marvel, I'm a nerd a little bit, right? So I like this shit. And that's the other thing that triggered me because it's Marvel, bro. Marvel was struggling in the 90s. Okay, like there was a point in the 90s, I don't remember what exactly.
So he could have got them pretty cheap.
Well, they were filing for bankruptcy or getting ready to file for bankruptcy. Like it wasn't a great time period, okay? Disney was also struggling a little bit in that era. And if you remember in the 90s, I think it was, I don't remember what year, Disney purchased Marvel, mm-hmm. obviously, but they also purchased Star Wars, right? Which you have two very massive franchises, huge franchises that ever since that point, I mean, Disney's making so much money on Marvel and so much money on Star Wars mm-hmm. that it really saved. I mean, they have whole, parks after these things now.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was telling Chris about this, I was thinking like, well, shit, we were talking about like Michael Jackson, biggest pop star of all time, right? Like huge success, money, all kinds of shit. And then kind of all of a sudden this stuff started trickling out about him being a pedophile, possibly about him doing things and court cases. And it just really went downhill from there, from mm-hmm. that point. And so this man's saying that he actually wanted to buy Marvel previous to Disney, like, and they might have had an offer, who knows? And obviously Disney was, they could see the writing on the wall that if they could get Marvel, they could make buco dollars.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And we know that Michael Jackson.
How long was it before, or like after MJ died that Disney acquired Marvel?
2 months.
2 months.
Yes. Two.
Okay. So see, that months. Makes it a little bit more.
So that's what we looked up. So listen, last night we're talking about it and I told Chris, I said, you know what? It's just interesting. I haven't looked into it. Let's look it up. We were both searching stuff. He found this article and it talks about 2 months after Michael Jackson's death, they ink the deal to finalize them buying Marvel, which is interesting. And
then it lends more truth to it because his nephew knew about the deal.
Yes. So in the comments.
So do you have another video about that?
No, I don't have a
video. No, it's not a video. This article's like is quoting Michael Jackson's nephew. And saying he heard Michael talking about buying Marvel.
So
do you have that pulled up?
Yes, we're pulling up right now. So that was the one question. In the comments of this video, people were saying, this guy's full of shit. This is nonsense. He's speaking nothing but like lies. This is bullshit. Like they're trying to make Michael Jackson look better. And there were some people saying like, no, he's spitting facts, bro. So that made me think, okay, it's one of the two, obviously. We find this article. His nephew came out and said, yes, Michael Jackson had serious interest in buying Marvel. Now, originally, and I think this is hilarious, originally Michael Jackson supposedly wanted to do the first Spider-Man movie.
He wanted to create it and be Spider-Man.
And
oh, dang. Could you imagine he grabs his crotch as he's spinning his web out?
Yeah, it's the same pose I did, dude. Now, I don't know the validity of that being true or not. However, apparently he did have interest in like funding the first Spider-Man movie. And then Stan Lee had talked to him. And I do know from back in the day that him and Stan Lee did have communications were like, I wouldn't say, I'll say friends, but I don't know to what level. But he had talked to Stan Lee about doing the Spider-Man movie. And Stan said, you need to talk to Marvel, like figure this out.
Yeah.
It never obviously happened. But I think those talks when he went to Marvel, I think that's maybe when he was expressing interest into, he was expressing interest to Marvel that, hey, listen, like, I'm worth 500 mil. Like, how much is it going to
cost? Chris, look up Michael Jackson Spider-Man and look at these pictures, dude. This is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Some of them are AI generated and they look.
Yeah, it would be a weird, it would be a weird Spider-Man, bro.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. No. It doesn't work.
Look at that. This one?
There's just some bad, bad pictures there. Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's computer animated. That looks legit.
That's weird.
Look at some of the other bad ones.
That's weird.
He's like wearing his sunglasses. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
So yeah. Terrible. God.
No, look at that one where he's swinging between the,
this one?
The buildings right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all chin, bro.
Hey, dude.
So here's the thing. Like, he had interest. Disney.
He actually talked to people about, like, the people you would talk to.
Disney is a superpower, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What if he pulled this off and Michael Jackson stars as Spider-Man and as Batman, Trump? Donald Trump comes in. I am Batman. Get the fuck out of my way.
God, dude. I don't know.
Yes.
But here's the thing. If Michael Jackson would have bought Marvel, that would have changed the trajectory of Disney. Like, who knows if they would have been able to, like, make as much money, if they would have got themselves out of the hole.
Disney would be as big as it is now.
Yeah, man, because it's a weird one. And so the guy's point ultimately is that because he was a threat to purchase this massive organization.
Disney offed him.
Something may have happened.
Well, dude, is that what he
didn't say?
Was he planning?
He didn't.
He said that they started slandering him. What's that?
Was he planning on creating, like, an amusement park on Neverland Ranch? Is that what he wanted to do?
No, I think he just wanted to own it. I think he really liked that thing, like Spider-Man and comic books and that kind of stuff. And I think that he saw an opportunity to purchase
it. The article said he wanted Spider-Man. So he went to Stan Lee and said, I want to buy the rights to Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you can't talk to me. You got to go talk to Marvel. So he was going to buy out Marvel for Spider-Man.
Yeah. So he could have the rights to Spider-Man, but he'd have the rights to all of it.
To all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stan Lee says Jackson wanted to be Spider-Man before Tobey Maguire.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's a little fucking weird.
That is weird.
But I think what's weirder is that he obviously died. We know that he died. And, like, the situation where when Chris said, well, dude, he died 2 months before they inked the deal. Like, it's a little fucking bizarre. That's coincidental.
Pretty, that's a little on the money, right?
But that guy also said, like, he would have owned Marvel and the Beatles catalog, right? Because if I'm not mistaken, he purchased the Beatles catalog. Mm. And so, like, how much money would he have? I mean, he would be filthy. He was already rich as fuck. And I know. And the other thing that's weird about it that I haven't mentioned yet was after his death, the Jackson estate sued Disney and won.
Oh,
they sued Disney because Disney put out a documentary about Michael Jackson using his songs, using video clips, and they made it out to be like it was, you know, supported by the Jackson estate, and they had nothing to do with it. And they sued and won. They got money from it. So it's almost like if you look at, like,
they're throwing it in their face.
Yeah. If you look at it like, oh, we beat Michael Jackson out on the deal and then we're going to slander the fuck out of this motherfucker. You know, or not even slander, but we're just going to use his shit and make a ton of money also on his name. You know what I mean?
Like, it's just, doesn't that tell you, like,
dirty?
How much money does Disney have and influence, right?
Oh, yeah.
They have, the one thing is they're very powerful. We know that. Their parks make a lot of money, their movies. I mean, we have seen the recent numbers with Disney and the other than Frozen, they have had a string of failures. Pixar's had a couple failures, but the Disney movies especially the live action movies have not done as well. And they went woke as fuck and they're losing money. And you could argue that they didn't have a lot of great new ideas for movies over the past 20 years. And if it wasn't for Avengers and
Star Wars
movies and
the Mandalorian,
I mean, just think of what Grogu and Star Wars and Avengers have done for Disney as far as bringing money back into that business. It is probably the largest thing Disney has ever done.
Oh, yeah.
So if they would have lost that, where would Disney even be right now?
If anything,
they'd be scraping right now, in my opinion. They would just be scraping
by.
They
would be.
And so that's why part of me thinks, like, holy fuck, man, that makes a lot of sense. And and what did I say? He's an easy target. Michael Jackson has always looked, you know, that he's kind of feminine.
Yeah,
he's not very outspoken.
Kinda.
Well, I'm trying to be.
Come on now.
I know. Listen, I'm trying to. I get it. He is feminine. He's not all that outspoken. He already kind of looks weird and was going through, even if he had vitiligo and all the other things that, you know, made his skin white and he bleached his skin. He looks weird and it's easy target for anybody to go after him. And so like it, for them to, it makes sense that they would start to slander and say that he did all these things. I could see Disney because you're talking about kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'd be curious if any of those kids had worked with Disney before. Have they ever had associations with Disney? They say, hey, you know what?
Told what to say.
We can get you, you know, something here if you help us out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, hypothetical. But I'm just saying it's not that shocking. They loved it. They probably loved it. Because like the guy said, they knew that he would not be able to put a bid in if he came out as a pedophile or people were assuming that he was. That Disney would be like, we're not going to sell this to you. You have all kinds of incriminating shit.
Yeah.
Easy out, right? Even if he had more money than the other company, you know?
So Miss Cupcake says Michael Jackson bought Eminem's catalog after she talked shit about him. After who talked shit about him?
Michael Jackson bought Eminem's catalog after.
Probably he talked.
Probably he talked shit about him.
Okay. Unless Michael Jackson was a she, you know, very feminine.
Well, I mean, you can make a lot. So, side note:
He's buying Beatles. He's buying Eminem. He's wanting to buy. How much fucking money did that guy actually have?
He was worth $500 million.
Michael Jackson,
supposedly, but it could be more or less, and that could be after lawsuits, and he was losing money. Like, who knows? I mean, I think after he died, I think there was a lot of like they needed to sell off a lot of shit because he, at that point, was in debt almost. But I was watching. It's the same topic here, but I was watching Vanilla Ice.
Oh yeah,
an interview, and it was very fascinating. He was talking about Ice Ice Baby, and he's like, "Bro, I still sell 2 to 3 million copies of that song a year."
So he was just playing at the New Year's thing at Trump's thing.
Yeah. Well, no. So, so he was talking about how much money he makes. And what was interesting about it was he was saying that, like, you know, back in the day, he's like, bro, I'm a Queen fan. I'm a huge Queen fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, always loved him. Always will. Fucking Freddie Mercury's one of the greatest singers of all time. Right. And he goes, I did use their song. Back in that day, we did use songs and create our own songs. So Ice Ice Baby absolutely was whatever the song is. Fucking, I'm brain farting right now. Absolutely. But
Under Pressure. Ice,
ice, under pressure. So Under Pressure.
So he said that came out
and they were starting to get some heat about him using it. And, you know, the band members of Queen were kind of like, hey, man, like, what the fuck? So he's like, bro, I just went and I bought it. I bought the fucking song. I bought the rights because they were more than happy to take the $400 million. And he goes, bro, I make so much fucking money. Every time that song plays, I make money on it. Queen doesn't, I do now. Like, they got their check. I'm making cash. You know what I mean? And so that's the perk of having the rights to those things.
Yeah.
You know, and let's be real.
That's the same reason why it's always been a Taylor Swift thing back in the day when she didn't own the rights to any of her stuff. That was a huge deal.
Yeah. But how much money would the Jackson estate right now, even after his passing, his kids?
Yeah.
How much money would they be making off of Marvel?
Oh, fuck.
How much fucking money would they make off of Marvel, bro? So much money. So much money. Holy shit.
How much are they making off just the Beatles? Well, right now?
Okay, to be fair, though, probably a good amount. But be fair, Disney is, they do have the production company to make these great series, right? Like, they do have the animation, and they do have the people that can produce the films and stuff. Who knows what Michael Jackson would have done with Marvel? That is to be...
Exactly. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't own Marvel and then still be like, you can make these movies, but I'm making all the fucking money.
Exactly. True. Yeah. But he would have been like the middle person that Disney would have had to go through to use him. It's a weird one.
He'd have been like the Elon Musk of Marvel.
So now I want to know, did his doctor ever work for Marvel? Did his doctor...
Disney. Yeah. For Disney.
Yeah. I mean, that doctor may have fucking Walt Disney's head in his closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he may be the doctor that froze his head, you know, put him in there.
Or they just gave him money. Disney gave him money to be an assassin.
Yeah, dude. It's a fucking... Yeah. It's a... That one... Listen, I actually... That's
and I think that was the same doctor... I know it was the same medication that, like, a lot of those celebrities that died around the same time, like Brittany Murphy, was the same shit.
Yeah. Well, and think about this. He was getting ready to go on his biggest tour in a decade.
Mm.
Remember? We saw him.
Yeah, he had that whole movie. Yeah.
They had to do, in my opinion, they had to do it then, because if he would have went on that tour, it would have been the biggest tour. People were so, I was excited. I was like, I've never seen Jackson. I want to see Michael Jackson, right? So it would have been a massive fucking tour. He would have made a lot of money. And people would have been like, I forgot how great Michael Jackson really is. And then he would have got all kinds of support again. And they had to fucking chop those legs off before he got big again. And it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disney's a fucking murderous group of people, dude.
I'm not saying
I won't go to Disney. I'm going to.
I mean,
allegedly. Okay.
Yeah, it's allegedly.
When you're a company that massive, I wouldn't be surprised if they got some deep skeletons.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And not just like getting rid of people. There's probably, we've heard the conspiracy theories about their fucking parks and all that shit.
Dude, you don't become.
Well, they got Club 33, don't they?
Something.
Oh, yeah.
Tells you everything.
You don't become number one without slitting some throats along the way.
Oh, yeah.
And so they obviously want to make sure that they hush those throats that were slit so that they still look like the all-American Disney Channel. But they were cutting throats, bro.
Oh,
they
yeah.
had to survive. And so I don't blame them, but I want to know who you did it to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want to know. If you took out Jackson, well, see, I might have to hold that against you for life.
Bringing it back home to Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, he became number one. So did he have to slit throats, too? I don't know.
Well, yes, he did.
I'm sure he is a brutal businessman, for sure.
Yes. I think he absolutely slit throats. And that's my point. If that's what you're
fired.
Doing, I'm cool, dude. I'm cool with it. Just tell me what you're doing. I want to know. I want to know who else did you take down? You know, I feel like Disney would gladly squash competitors. You know,
yeah,
it's a weird one. I think it's a fucking weird story.
That's weird. That's a good show, guys.
Weird like an anal beard.
Before we bounce real quick, as we're on the intro, what are the odds that they really did that? What do you think? I think it's highly likely, in my opinion.
Dude, I mean, when it comes to money and owning a franchise like that, fuck yeah. I mean, you're talking like life-changing money.
75% to 85% chance they actually
75% chance?
Yeah.
I'm going 98, baby. 98! Woo! They guaranteed did that shit.
I'm doing 75-85. There was like...
So what are the chances, though, that they would have sold it to Michael Jackson? You know, given the whole slander on his name.
Marvel?
Yeah.
Well, Disney bought him, they were looking to sell to somebody.
Yeah, but if he was a pedophile and they were trying to play it out that he was.
I mean, before that.
Before that, it would have been a high chance that he probably could have got it.
What if they were strong-armed by Disney, you know? Like, you better take this.
Fucking Disney, dude.
You'll turn out like Michael Jackson.
Guys, happy fucking New Year's. We hope that you have the best year you've ever had. Stay free, stay cool, and stay watching us because we're awesome. Go check out and make sure you're following, liking all our shit, you know what I'm saying? Check out
all
Patreon.
These little buttons. You see everything. Instagram, YouTube, Apple, all the things down there.
Yes, sir.
Go follow us there.
Cheers to you. Cheers to you, Greg.
Cheers
to you, Chris. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.